You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening again. I'm looking at my screen. It's the second hour. And I see a gentleman who is having a loss of control, uncontrollable thoughts. And we'll take care of that in just a few minutes. David, if you ask him to be patient for a few minutes, because we need others to hear what he has to say. Just a little while ago, an hour ago, I was able to talk to people on Facebook. I have learned how to do this. I have technicians with me. And I said, look, please, I suggest that instead of asking me and writing, because that's what Facebook does, I can be heard, but I can't hear anybody speak. On this program, I can hear you speak. And up came hundreds or thousands of lines with questions. And so these are just lines in front of me, and just words. And they're not spoken words, they're just words, written words. I can't talk to those words. I want to talk to the person behind it. See, so if you are listening to this part of the program, which is unlikely because this part of the program is often inherited advertising. See, so it's fortunate if you can hear me here. But in just a few minutes, we take charge of the whole program. And I love to have you call me, because I have discovered the key to the kingdom, if you like to say. There is a one root, there's only one thing, the smallest thing. That in physics, they're looking for the smallest and the smallest and the smallest thing. They want to go as far as they can to what is a beginning of the universe. And so, in these intelligent people, do not understand the root, how the universe came into existence, because after all, in the beginning there was a void, and the void is still there. See, and so, but there's something that they don't understand, which I do. I've written articles on. I've written a whole, actually, sort of a composition on the subject. I have theorized the whole thing through correctly. But I'm not here to talk about it, but I'm saying that the origin began with something small, something fundamental, and then something underneath that that's the fundamental of all fundamentals. And we don't know what that is. But what is with you is something very fundamental. And it's the fundamentalness of emotion that you think is good for you. You think, and wrongly so, you think that emotion is normal. You think that emotion makes you human. No, it doesn't. That's the biggest lie. I mean, everybody is taught, and you accept it by authority, that emotion makes you human. Therefore, you have to practice to be angry. That's normal. And then you have the practice to look for happiness, and happiness is a feeling. No, I won't try to explain to you that happiness is not a feeling. And anything that true happiness, let me just establish that. True happiness is not a feeling. Now, you can't imagine, I know that. It's too difficult. You have to stay with me on my program. I don't want to program you into this. I want you to see it, to perceive in it. In other words, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees, and he says this to them. He says, you Pharisees, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And he says some rude words to them, like you're just whitewashed bones or whatever it was. He said that. He said, you don't know what you're talking about. You see with eyes, but you don't perceive. What's that mean? What is perception? It comes from another dimension. See, you see and perceive. Wow, it's like a light that's coming through your eyes and lighting up what's wrong with the person and how you deal with it. It's got an energy field. I'll continue that in just a second. The number is 800-866-8883. I'm going to be talking to Jesse. And he's calling from Pennsylvania. Uncontrollable thoughts. This is my subject. Thank you. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
And good evening again. I did enjoy my callers. I think I have one that will help me make the point about emotions. I'll tell you some stories about emotions when I finish talking. Remind me to, if I missed it, remind me to tell a story about emotions. All right. So, a very important story, by the way. We got Jesse, a gentleman from Pennsylvania, and he has uncontrollable thoughts. So who doesn't have uncontrollable thoughts? Are you there, Jesse? I'm Roy Masters. I'm on the air with you.
Yep, I'm here.
Yes, what can I do for you, my friend?
As I said, there's uncontrollable thoughts that lead me on a bad path. And so I'm just seeking advice to how to get away from them.
Say that again. I didn't quite hear you exactly what you said.
As I said, I was having uncontrollable thoughts that lead down a bad path, and I'm just seeking advice to how to get out of that.
Well, would you like me to show you how it's done?
Sure.
I have a meditation which only takes a few minutes. And I think you are open enough to allow me to do it on the radio with you. Are you game for that? Are you open for that? Rather than explaining it to you, I think you're the kind of person that if I give you some simple instructions, and I'm not going to give you any advice. I don't want to give you any advice because what I'm about to do for you or show you is to regenerate the intuitiveness you lost as a child or very long ago. Nobody comes into the world into a perfect environment, very rarely. I came into an environment which was quite remarkable. I had a father that was, he didn't see him much because it was a recession, a very dangerous recession. He could speak 11 languages and he could fix anything, but his presence was there. And I didn't notice that it covered the whole house where I was, and I grew up without any emotions, but with the ability to see and clearly see and listen to my own intuitiveness. And I couldn't do well in school because I didn't like to be taught. I want to see, I want to understand it. I just don't want to take it like a hypnotic state. I don't want anybody to push things into me. So I determined deep down inside of me, I wasn't going to listen. I have to I have to find all that I need for myself. And so I did. And so I'm trying to bring you, I never lost my innocence. I made mistakes, but I was able to see those mistakes and recover very quickly until I wasn't making any mistakes anymore. And mistakes mean sins. Mistake is if you drop, I wanted to make the difference between a mistake and a sin, in a sense that if I've dropped a bottle of milk, I didn't create a sin. But if somebody says, "You stupid idiot, what did you do that for?" Then automatically, all of a sudden, reaction, an immediate reaction, and all of a sudden I feel guilty for spilling that milk, but I'm not guilty for spilling the milk. I'm guilty for being angry at my dad or whoever did that to me. But then I have a problem with it I never can solve, and other problems that add to it until you can't hardly function anymore. And these are the uncontrollable thoughts, the way you react. And I wanted to, you got to learn to stop overreacting. But it doesn't exist in this realm. It exists in the realm that gave you life. Do you know what I'm saying, Jesse? What I'm alluding to? I'm alluding to something. So listen, what I want to do with you. I want you to just close your eyes, and I'm going to give you, I want you to go to, after this, I would like you to go to my website, or you can go to Antidote for All, which is a 7-minute meditation. There's nothing else there, but you go to my website, fhu.com, and download it, an app on your iPhone or whatever you've got device. And it's only 7 minutes, and there's no teaching, but it's an instruction to go to a place that is other than this realm. So let me just walk you through that. Would you mind?
All right.
Will you cooperate with me?
I will.
Okay. And I'm not going to ask, and if you find anything unfit or improper, just stop and tell me. Please? Okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. Now close your eyes. And they're very simple. This whole thing is simple. No effort. Please. No effort, and not wanting something, and not knowing what you're about to get. But hopefully, deep down inside, it is, well, I won't tell you. I'll tell you afterwards. With your eyes closed, what do you see when you look at your eyelids? Just explain to me what you're looking at with your eyes closed. And looking at your eyelids. That's all I'm asking you to do. Have you ever done that before? Looked at your eyelids? Or you went to sleep? But this time, don't go to sleep, just look at your eyelids. And see what the little pixels moving across the screen of the mind. You see it?
Yes.
You see anything, yes or no?
I see the little pixels.
You see the little pixels? It's movements, little lights, little flickers of light.
Yes.
Not terribly bright. You know when you rub your eyes and you have little sparkles? When you rub your, you know what I mean, don't you?
Well, yes,
it's very similar to that. Very similar, but there's no rubbing of your eyes. It's just pixels passing, the different shapes, sizes, be anything. Like a moving background, looking at the universe. You ever seen, let me explain this. Have you ever had your television go just like that, and there's no picture, there's little spurts? That's what it looks like inside your eyelids, but more lit up, more sophisticated. You see that? Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Good. Now, just keep your mind there, and if a thought comes in, look at the thought, and it will turn into the pixels. If that thought comes in, the uncontrollable one, all you need to do is to look at it, but not be angry. Just look at it, and you'll see it dissolve into those pixels. That's where it needs to go. So while I'm talking to you, just remember that in case thoughts come up, don't worry about that. Just keep those, look at that thought until it dissolves into those pixels. That is an exercise. And this is what I'll teach you to do. But now, the next thing is to do is while you're looking at your eyelids, I want you to give attention. Listen to how I said it. give attention to your first finger of your right hand. I'm using the right hand for a very special reason. I shall explain some other time. Be aware of your first finger of your right hand and just being aware of it. I'll say it again. Just being aware that it exists where you didn't think of it before. You're aware of it now. It will tingle a little bit. As if to say, like it's a little kid saying, "Oh, I'm glad you're paying attention to me, Dad." See, basically, it tingles. Can you feel a little tingling in your fingers? Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
That's good. Now the second finger, please. That's all. Is it tingling too also? It also tingles a little bit? A little energy in it? Right?
Yes.
Say yes or no. Good. Do the third finger. And the little finger when you can. And then go to the thumb. And be aware of that. And then go round and round while I'm talking to you. So, and just keep doing that. It's not difficult. You're already halfway there. Okay, you just do that. Look at these pixels in your eyelids. But what you're doing really is separating your spiritual mind, your intuitive self. You're disconnecting it from your brain, and then you begin. Because your brain and the spoken words of the world are infecting you, and you're struggling against those words. There's no need to struggle against the word, because when you do this, your consciousness becomes disconnected and becomes the controller of your thoughts. But where does these new thoughts come from? That is a beautiful thing you'll never know. So all you need to do is to make the first finger tingling, second finger tingling. Look at the thoughts. If a thought comes in, and a vision automatically, an endless loop of them, each one, watch it while you're calling, causing your fingers to tingle by being aware of the first of all the pixels in your mind, in your thoughts, because you're looking at the surface of your brain, and it's being reprogrammed for something within. That's all you need to know for now. Now open your eyes and look around and tell me what you see, how you feel.
I feel much more relaxed.
There you are. And you know why? You should go to my website now. And I'm not asking you for money. There's two places you can go to. One is a place that with antidote for all. That's called Antidote for All. That's the name of the website, antidoteforall.com. Or go to my website, fhu.com, and there's lots of stuff around there, but you can still download it from there too. Okay, and then you call me back. Would you do that?
Okay.
And you may call back this evening if you want to. I don't mind.
All right.
So you feel a little more relaxed. Now, the question is, you continue with that meditation, because it takes too long on 7 minutes is too long on this program. So you just could get a hold of that.
And this is our pledge week. As you know, I'm David Masters. And making a pledge to 1-800-500-0922 will be the way that you keep this program on the air, because none of the commercials that you hear on your station support this program. And if you like this program, if you get anything out of it at all, it's important to be a part of sustaining it. And if you think about it, if you do what's good for others, sometimes just in small ways, you do something that's very good for you. And if you think about it, it's like your family. You know, I don't understand how people can have families that they don't care about, because it's almost inhuman. But what if there are other people, like a person who, I know that a lot of times people have had their lives saved, and the people always stay close to those first responders. Every year they think of those people. But do you think of this little old man here sitting here after 60 years spending his life trying to help people that he'll never even know. He'll never look them in the eye. He'll never shake their hand. That's why you need to call 1-800-500-0922, because he's sitting there, and this is what his life has been about, is being that sort of first line of defense against the terrible things of this life. We're looking for $25 a month, $50, $100, or a one-time gift of $100 or $500 or $1,000. If you can afford that, or whatever you can afford, call 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. It's all tax deductible. Or you go to FHU.com, FHU.com, and press donate, the donate button. It's a secure site. And 800-500-0922.
Oh, thank you, David, very much for you. These are very nice invitations to do the right thing. I'm not able to do this. I have difficulty asking for money. So this is the way we do it, just every now and then. It's a little embarrassing. I shouldn't have to ask, should I really? But Jesse, is he still there? David, is Jesse still there? Well, anyway, would you check him? If he's not there, would you put Jolene on? I see that we have another call. I know you're pretty busy with that. 800-866-8883. I just want to express, well, David's sorting out some of the people that are calling in. 800-866-8883. I'm saying it from the very beginning, my work on radio is about smallest the possible that you can think is right down to that where you lost your intuition and overreacted through emotion. Emotion, I keep saying, I want to discard the notion that emotion is making you human. That is the biggest lie that has ever been told. David just spoke to you a little while, and I believe he said in the last hour about the strawberries. And so they did a experiment. They had some experts, so-called, and they said they gave them the idea that the reason why you are sick is because you had strawberries, and strawberries are not good for you, and that's the reason for all your sicknesses. And lo and behold, it took. Could you just explain that again, David, if you don't mind?
Yeah, it was a control group, and it was only a suggestion. Like they had a profile of the person, and they looked at it and they said, "Oh, I see you had a problem with strawberry ice cream here when you were 8 years old."
That's a good way of saying it.
Right?
Yes.
And so after that, they went back to see how many people accepted that suggestion, and they found that 4 out of 10 people could not even smell strawberry ice cream after that. So it just shows how suggestible people are without even telling them what the experience was or anything.
I can multiply that into 95%.
But how do you keep that from happening? How do you keep yourself? How do you protect yourself?
About. It's because we're believing the spoken word. We're programmed into believing the spoken word. And the experts and the people who precede us into the world, authorities we call them, and they're not authorities at all. And you won't find anybody who understands what causes all human suffering.
Did you see the video that I sent to Mark, M-A-R-C, Mark?
No.
I sent him a video, which I thought was quite interesting, of an experiment that was done just recently in a doctor's office. They had these random people that came in, and they had a buzzer. This is obviously Pavlovian, but you just see how easy it is.
Oh, yes, I've seen that, yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
They had the buzzer, and every time the buzzer went off, the people would stand up.
It was on my Facebook.
Oh, he did. Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll put it on this Facebook.
But you see, the whole idea is that what the first thing a person has to realize is that, and this is what happened to me when I was in my teenage years, I realized I'm not in control of myself. Therefore, something or someone else is. And so to identify that you're not in control of yourself is the first thing. It's the. What do you call it? It's the moment of truth, I guess you call it, because it's hard for people to, and I'll go back to Patricia Hearst, who was kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army back in the 70s. And she was made to rob banks and do all this terrible stuff.
And you know why?
They traumatized her. They kept her in a closet and they threatened to kill her every day, right?
Yes.
And so finally, when she would went along with them and finally she was rescued, they asked her, did you do that of your own free will? Or did you do it because you were forced to do it, coerced? And she said, I would rather believe that I did it of my own free will.
That's it.
That's exactly the secret. Right.
And you
there.
Know what? In that, I remember those days. I could try to call everybody and to try to explain that so she wouldn't be guilty. And I did. I had a hell of a time trying to get to those experts or people that would have some authority over it, because I wanted to express that exactly what you said. The tendency is that the pressure you put on a person, the cruelty to which you are able to motivate people and upset them, anything that, in this particular case, they violated her and violated her and violated it and put her in a closet, just like you said, and pretty soon she began to break down and become subject to the bully.
30 seconds.
Subject to the bully. And so, correctly, whenever I use hypnosis and do something like that, they always give an excuse for what I made them do as if it was their own idea. And I try to get them to see this, that not to put her in jail. But
Right. Well, this is our pledge drive, and I'm doing this because I believe that the work that's being done and has been done in the last 60 years by my dad and the Foundation of Human Understanding, and now has been given medical validity by testing, and they found that at least 50% of everyone who uses the Be Still and Know exercise, or whatever you want to call it, the antidote for all, or Be Still and Know, 50% of people get immediate benefit from it. Now, that's half of everybody out there could be better tomorrow if you would only say, okay, I'm ready to try getting rid of my will and forcing things to happen. So you may even be interested in calling and asking, how do I get a hold of these products? It's 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. That's an order line as well as a donation line. Now, when donating, you're actually helping military families and the vets that are coming home. And, you know, 22 a day commit suicide. That's unacceptable. Unacceptable. And it can be changed. And those also, the first responders, the people who went to give their lives during the 9/11 terrible, terrible tragedy in New York City 15 years ago. 800-500-0922. We're looking for $25 a month, $50 a month, $100, a one-time gift of $100, $500, or $1,000. Please do call 800-500-0922. That's 800-500-0922. And make your pledge for the Foundation of Human Understanding today. Because it is listener-sponsored. Those of you who listen to this program on the commercial stations, the ads do not pay a dime for this program. You are the sole sponsor. So please remember that. You're actually building a bridge for somebody. One day somebody will need what you're hearing, and God willing, it will be here. 800-500-0922, or go to FHU.com and donate there. It's a secure site, all tax deductible, everything. And if you will, become an auto debit participant. It makes it easy. You just don't have to think about it again. FHU.com, donate button, or 800-500-0922.
So what David was talking about, and I got cut off by the commercial, to explain to you about what hypnosis is, and excuse me, and I was talking about Patty Hearst, and you need to look up that so that you could actually understand what was happening. It was a gang, a hostile gang, political on the left, and they picked up this lady who was the daughter of a big, huge paper in, I think, San Francisco and others. And they held her as a, you know, prisoner, and they violated her, sex, violence, hostility, the worst, put her in a closet until she could not deal it anymore. And when she gave in, she began to love what they hated. You need to go to my website, my Facebook, and just listen to 1 minute of that with me and Matt Drudge. And just go there just after this program. But the thing I'm saying to you, that is hypnotic. So it is a very, very, I don't know the word good, it's not a good word, but a very good evidence that she actually walked in a bank with a gun, a machine gun, with those wicked people. And when she was asked, like David said, did she think that was her own idea? She said, I did it because I wanted to believe it was my own idea. And it took her a little while to get to transcend that. But most people do not transcend it. I'm assuming that she did. It's possible. But I say to you that what I just described is an interesting, a very strong point of view, that you can make a person love what they hated. And if you go to Facebook, you'll see me say, if the Germans or the Nazis, I was saying to Matt Drudge, I said, the Germans used to say that if you have emotions, lots of emotions, then you will see the Führer as the Führer. You will see him as good. Emotions can actually blind you to what has corrupted you. As Patty Hearst began to, they weren't experts at doing these things. There's much, much more simple ways of doing the same thing to everybody in this country. You can see everybody in this country elect the wrong kind of president. In the beginning, you thought he was good, but he wasn't. He arose to the occasion of what's wrong with you and made you feel better about your wrong. And so millions and millions and millions of people have been broken by very difficult means. School, music, you know, just there's a whole list of those things.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, before I take my next call, is Joellen, just quickly, I just want to make it clear that I used to be, I got interested in hypnosis a long time ago when I was 15. I ran the Institute of Hypnosis for 3 years and several months. And then during that period of time, I saw that hypnosis is easily induced to everybody. Everybody. Not just her, the young lady that I was talking about a few minutes ago that had a father that was very rich, etc., etc. And she was degraded and demoralized and put inside a closet and and sexualized. I couldn't find the right word for that, you see. But they did terrible things. But you don't really need to do terrible things like that. All you need in your life is to have somebody who is stronger than you and kind of believable in a gullible way. Because you're conditioned to the spoken word. And that's juxtaposed of the unspoken word. In the beginning of this program, I spoke about two kinds of words. One is the spoken word of authority. We don't want one of those. We don't want people to tell us black is white and green is pink. In this case, I'm saying to you, by authority. I am an authority on this subject, and I'll challenge anybody who wants to fight that. Because I enjoy that. I can make it backfire on the person who gives it. It gives me trouble with this. I've done that before. I could remember being, by the way, hold on, my friend, I'll finish the thought, because I remember this. I was invited to a radio program where the subject matter was emotion. And I said, but emotions are hypnotic, and it's dangerous. It's called sin. And I'm an expert on these things. I've left it behind. I'm trying to get you to see not your emotions are hypnotic. And pleasant emotions are hypnotic. And angry emotions are hypnotic. And you could be bipolar and go up the polar with that. Because they're both as bad as each other. So I want, but you must say, well, what do you mean by this? You mean to say we can't have a feeling? Yes, I'm saying there's a way. There is a way let me just restate that. Those two emotions, pleasure and pain, are two horns on the same goat. And so there's a passageway from the unspoken word. You understand what I mean by the unspoken word? The unspoken word is intuitive. Every race and color and creed can translate the same thing as you would understand it in English as intuition, and to be able to choose the right way. Every person of every race and color and creed can actually understand the same thing as good people. All good people can see good, and they can see evil, and they know how to deal with it. But the only way you can deal with those people is not having their emotions and not allowing those emotions to affect you. But you can't do that by your mortal self. You're not in charge of it. You have to be saved. Basically, so the meditation I give you is not I'm saving you. I'm showing you what be still and know is. See, there's the word there is again. Be still and know I am God and you ain't and nobody else is. There is a way to do this. I just did a program just a little while ago with a gentleman for about 3 minutes and he felt difference. He felt the presence of the Creator. It made everything lighter. See now, that's all I wanted to tell you. I'll take my caller. I thank you very much for waiting for such a long time. Joellen, is that how you say your name? Can you hear me? David, I cannot hear her. Okay, thank you very much. The number is 800-866-8883. All right, I'm sorry about that. But she was saying, I can actually answer the question on the screen. Both of my parents are dying. Is it she? Yes, it is a lady. Can I let them go? Yes. Do you love your parents? Yes. Yeah? They were both miserable people. That's interesting. That gives me something to comment on then. Excuse me. I would suggest, if they're still listening, that they should let them go. Let me put it this way. I'm going to come right to the point. if one of my kids, my offspring, well, I free them to be who they are. I do the best I can. I can't force them to find their God or anything like that. I can just be the representative of it and talk to them and counsel them as they're growing up. Although I never had a lot of time because I was so busy, so I'm sorry to say about that. And so my wife took over and she made a few mistakes. And so, but it affected them later on. But if they were my own children, see, there was a time where I'd feel something, but they're just the little kids. I keep an eye on them. I would always make sure that nothing happens. But as they get older and they get free to be who they are, they could, let's assume that one or two go the wrong way. And I can't help them. And they get a little bit hostility towards me, etc., etc. I can guarantee you, if they drop dead, I would not feel a feeling. They brought it upon themselves. But that is only this way. It's only because I have freed them to do what's right. And if they do what's wrong, that's a different story. And if I cannot convince them to be better, they just simply sink down into whatever it is. And I'm not saying there's anybody in my family doing that. But if that was the case, I would not feel anything. If my wife did the same thing, which she's not, I'm doing good things with her. She's beginning to come around, even though it took 64 years. I can see some. It takes time. It takes a lot of suffering. I, in a matter of speaking, I can speak for myself in a way that maybe you never hear. I never heard it before. But I needed to be married. I'm a free spirit. Before my father died, I went to boarding school. I was bored and looking at the window and a bluebird suddenly, you know, appeared, and I was watching the bluebird. I didn't listen to the teacher, and she says, What did I say, Roy? And I couldn't remember what it said because I was watching the bluebird. I was distracted. And your mind can also, you can be distracted by your thoughts. You can be distracted just by your thoughts, the endless loop. And so you've got these endless loops come from emotions. See, so what I'm trying to say is that we are all, it's, how can I say it? There's a way that I can say this. I'm just going to pause for a little bit. But I think it says in the scripture that I did not come to bring peace when it comes to marriage. He said, I bring the sword. What does he mean by that? What he means by it is that just because your children are your children, virtue does not travel through the blood. That's what he means by that. So the father against daughter, and daughter against mother. See, life is like that. It does not travel in the blood. You'd be surprised how some of the worst kind of people become the best. Because they learn how to suffer. I don't know how to explain all this, but what I'm trying to say is that all of you who can hear what I have to say, and some of you cannot. So you will have trials and tribulations, and you will have people that in your life that seem to be good, and they're not, and they fall by the wayside. What good is it for you to have a feeling for them? So your mother is mean, and let's assume it, or your dad is mean and cruel. But what if you have a feeling, if you have guilt, if you have a feeling that you've done something wrong and you can't get it out of your mind, and the person dies into the ground, and you're still connected to that person in the ground, basically you're dead with them. But with the Jesus Christ, it's not the same, because he doesn't go into the ground. See, that's a big difference. You see, he's within you, and he won't let you have feelings for somebody like that. He won't let you have feelings, because you have feelings for him.
And this is David Masters again. 1-800-500-0922. This is our pledge week. And thank you all for so much support. It's overwhelming at times, because you've called 800-500-0922 and you've gone to the website, FHU.com, and you're making our future more assured. But we need more of you to be auto-debit pledge partners, I guess you would say. $25 a month, $50, $100, or maybe even a one-time gift of $100, $500, or $1,000, whatever you can afford makes the difference. Call 800-500-0922. I wanted to say one of the most important moments of my life was my dad took me to see The Greatest Story Ever Told when I was 13 years old. A lot of interesting experiences when I was 13, but I could see when I was 13 years old that Jesus was the Son of God and that he was abused for being a good person. And you know, every one of you out there, if you're going to be a good person, the good possibility is that somebody's going to try to hurt you and abuse you. But if you have the armor of Christ, it won't matter what they do. And so this, what we're trying to do here is to give you that ability to take on the right attitude, to take on an attitude of strength and courage. And you look at the people who serve our country in the military. They'll go out and fight for you. They don't know who you are, but they'll fight for your right to be, you know, alive and well in this country. Please make sure that they get what they need. 800-500-0922. And your life.
And now I want to readdress the subject matter, because we only got a few of the people that were calling a little while ago, and I spent too much time, and they weren't there when I was ready. So I apologize. But the question up there is tantalizing to me. And so both of their parents, I get from David, because he interviewed them, and they dropped off. Both of the parents were despicable people. Can I let them go? Let me tell you this. What does it mean to let them go? If you do not know what that means, and you still hold hostility towards them, when they go into their grave, you are connected to them in the grave. And you won't be able to get it out of your mind. And you're likely to go to the same place yourself. But you see, there's a spiritual aspect to this. It's called a feeling. The feeling is what connects you to the person, whether they are alive and in their death, in the grave. You will be in the grave with them, and you will suffer from that. So what good are your feelings? Because that is one of the consequences of feeling. You cannot disconnect until you find salvation from that connection and a reconnection to the intuitive mind. Jesus spoke about intuition. See, He may never use the word intuition, that's a more modern word. But he says, you see, but you don't perceive. Perception is a gift of God, and it makes everything better. It takes away your emotions, but it doesn't really take away the emotions. It uses the potential of your emotions, the energies of your being.
30 seconds.
To respond to the unspoken word of the Creator. That's in a few minutes I'll be able to explain it to you.
Give your P.O. box.
And the post office box, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. I want to stay with that subject. It's a very important subject. If you don't mind, there's only 10 minutes left. Thank you.
Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
We got just a little less than 10 minutes left. I beg of you to let me say this again. And the question, again, in case you were just joining us, there's people called, I never spoke to them, but their parents were despicable and they're dying. And the question, can I let them go? The interesting is, can I let them go? Obviously, they're addicted to, because cruel people produce an image of themselves inside you. An angry person, an angry parent, robs you as a child of who you were meant to be, God's child. And therefore, many of you having resentment toward your parents are standing in their shoes in one form or another. One form is another is hatred. One form is hatred, and the other one is, and the hatred can produce guilt. But either one of them keeps you connected to your parent as they die. Now let's take a story of these people that just dropped off the air before I got to them. Both of my parents are despicable, and they're dying. Can I let them go? The truth of the matter is, you cannot let them go if you have an emotional affection for them or disinfection for them. I don't know if I said that correctly. I'll try again. And I was... If you are addicted to, remember that something about despicable people, they can make you feel guiltier to like them and look for their approval. But they're now going into the grave. You think they're going to, there's love coming up from the grave? Do you really think so? All you'll have is guilt and guilt for yourself. You will feel like you're buried with them. And that will be the case. But Jesus Christ came. And he's from a different source. He is not the product of the sperm of an ordinary man. That makes him different. It makes him pure from the very beginning. And that purity had to be tested all the way to the end. Even to the two thieves on the cross. One says, you don't, we deserve it. The other one was looking down his nose with contempt to Jesus. So the one that says, but we deserve it, he says, you shall be in paradise. He believed in, it's a belief in the goodness of a person that really is as good as he was. And the beauty of it all, he survived it. He didn't go to the grave like most people. So let me just return to the point. You've got to be very careful that you are not in the grave in your mind with a person that's hateful. You have to let them go. But how do you let them go? That's not that easy to let them go. You need to find what it means to be still and know. And here's that word I keep saying, because to be still is to be disconnected from the emotional state to which, from which your parents died. And the extension of which is you. And so as long as you're the extension of your mother and father, and you have a love and an attachment to them by love, which is appeasement, you've got to get rid of that appeasement because it's connected to the grave. And then you've got to get rid of the hate, which is connected to the grave, because everything is, everybody you meet, which looks like your parent, they will actually trigger the same hatred towards, the same anger towards them.
30 seconds.
Which is your parents lying in the grave. I meant to say that again because I'm looking at the commercial, the clock, and it's ticking away. And please use the meditation so that you can disconnect yourself emotionally from the people who are in the grave. That's all. But you can't do that unless you see that hatred produces addiction to the person and then appeasement.
And here we are with our final commercial of the evening for those of you who listen to the commercial stations. We are in a pledge drive, and we need your assistance to keep this program on the air because this is supported by the public. It's not supported by big corporations, although the military and Walter Reed Army Hospital have had hundreds of thousands of the CDs given away to many soldiers and downloads, I think almost 300,000 or 400,000, I don't remember. It works on post-traumatic stress, and that's why you need to support this, because the number is now down from 22 to 20 a day, which is almost miraculous. The sad fact is that the highest number of those suicides from the military are from Vietnam-era vets. They need your help. We're looking for pledges of $25, $50, or $100 a month, a one-time gift of $1,000, or even $500, or $100, or even $10, whatever you can afford. Call 800-500-0922. Help somebody with a gift. If you want to give a gift, and by the way, we just had a major donor. Thank you so much. I know you want to remain anonymous. This will help hundreds of people. So I know I can't say who it is, but thank you. God bless you. And we need more. We need more of you. We need 10 more major donors by the end of this week. And we can help hundreds and thousands of people. 800-500-0922 or go to FHU.com, FHU.com, and click on donate, and it's tax deductible. And if you'll get on our auto debit program, you don't have to think about it. Even if it's for $5 a month, it makes a difference. 800-500-0922 to save somebody's life.
That was a
great. It was very good.
Which is fine. So I'll do the last minute. And the last minute is this. I know people, and I have good friends who have served in Vietnam. And there are people who are meditating and whose lives have been completely transformed. One of my best friends, I call him M3. I was a Vietnam veteran, and he suffered for many years, but he's better as a result of listening to this program and using meditation. Please call 800-500-0922. That's 800-500-0922, or go to FHU.com and click on the donate button, or just explore the website. There's chapters of many books up there, FHU.com. Go up there, listen, look at the, go to Facebook and look at the audio and the video.